A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Why Liverpool Need to Fix Their Achilles Heel by Alex Barilaro. The defeat against Swansea. Really, the article could be summed up in a tweet with plenty of characters to spare. The defeat at the weekend to a spirited and resolute Swansea side encapsulated everything wrong with Liverpool's team over the last 6 or 7 seasons. It hasn't been fixed yet, and it needs to be Jurgen Klopp's imperative to resolve what has been Liverpool's Achilles heel for far too long. Stupid mistakes in stupid positions to allow stupid goals. From Bournemouth to Sunderland to Swansea, the calibre of goals Liverpool are conceding during matches in which they should be winning easily is not only preventable but systemic. Panic is something etched into the team when the likes of Swansea break quickly and launch high balls into the air. Second goal aside, which was a brilliant header from a very, very, very good player, the chances conceded at the weekend should have been dealt with calmly and decisively. Instead, one centre-half gets caught out of position and the other makes a continual stream of mistakes and errors, while the full-backs don't get tight enough and the midfield stands there non-responsive. The problem is systemic, yet the fix isn't a complete overhaul of style or dramatic change in the way Liverpool train, or at least it shouldn't be. The solution is simple. Replace the cause of the panic, namely one Dejan Lovren. The proof is clear to see. With Joel Matip in the side, the defence operates on a much calmer basis. The composure that the big 6'4" Cameroonian displays has a settling influence on teammates, which is why Lovren plays better when alongside the man who signed in the summer on a free. And yet one feels that Dejan is a split second decision away from calamity. A centre-back who only operates on a high basis in certain conditions isn't someone who fits the idea of long-term stability, which is something that Klopp desperately needs as he tries to mould Liverpool in his image. Hummels and Subotic during Dortmund's highest peaks whilst under the helm of the big crazy German were consistent and stable. Klopp's Dortmund conceded only 22 goals during the 2010-2011 season when they won the Bundesliga. During that exact same season, Bayern conceded 40. Put into comparison, Liverpool have already conceded 27 with 16 games left to play. Chelsea have conceded only 15. If Liverpool ever want to win a Premier League title under Klopp, they need stability in the centre of the fence. Of course, while it's easy to say that Klopp and the transfer team should have prepared better for this by purchasing another centre-half in the summer, you can see why he didn't. If Mamadou Sakho hadn't gone and made an arse of himself, apologies for the crass language, then Klopp would have had his two starting centre-halves from last year alongside his new recruit Matip. Add in the promising Joe Gomez, who suffered a crushing injury setback, and ideally, the self-destructive partnership of Klavan and Lovren never sees the light of day. Instead, Klopp was left with a starting centre-back partnership that includes an error-ridden, inconsistent mistake of a centre-back and was forced to watch as his side crumbled against Bournemouth and Swansea. If you, dear reader, don't quite believe that, then look at the goals themselves. The whole team had a bit of a mare in the second half against Bournemouth, but both the equaliser and the winner are easily prevented if big Dejan shows a little bit of concentration and marks his man tighter. Both fullbacks should close down balls lobbed into the area, a problem with Milner's transition to fullback from midfield. But the root of all the defensive evils is the panic that sets in when Liverpool try to defend a lead and the inevitable disaster that befalls a team that should be winning. Of course, Klein and Milner are as guilty a party as any other. The fullbacks maraud up the pitch to try and unseat tightly locked defences, and are often caught bolting toward their own goal as the ball surges ahead of them. A left-footed left-back would be ideal in the summer. Milner isn't the long-term solution, despite deputising well enough this season, and Klein's lack of proper competition is hurting his consistency. But the real problem exists in the spine. When Joel Matip doesn't play, Liverpool's chances of losing increases dramatically. That's not just a perception either. Liverpool have lost 4 games in all competitions this season, and the common denominator in all 4 has been the lack of Joel Matip in the side. The proof is there to see. Swansea had 4 big chances against Liverpool, one of which hit the post courtesy of a deflection. The other 3 were converted into goals. Just like Andre Gray's striker's masterclass at Turf Moor in the second match day of the season. Liverpool have an issue defending when teams they should be beating hit them on the counter. And the resolution is simple. Replace the cause of the panic with a calmer, more solid influence. One who can form a partnership with Joel Matip and make Liverpool fans breathe easier. Only when they fix the panic will they be able to challenge for that elusive Premier League title. I've no doubt Alex will forgive me for not agreeing 100% with some of the points that he makes. And it's not even a lack of agreement, to be honest. I probably cringe as much as anybody at the things Dejan Lovren does on the pitch. It's just that it's not going to be my practice hearing these little things to speak specifically about one player or how good or bad or indifferent they are. Would any starting 11 that I choose have Dejan Lovren in it? No. If everybody was fit, no, he wouldn't play. And it's as simple as that. But he has the capacity to do a decent job, as Alex says, quite rightly, alongside Matip. And I get the horrible feeling that that would be and will be, if injuries allow, the chosen partnership till the end of the season. So I think people are going to have to get used to seeing big Dejan in there. And hopefully he'll be on his more consistent type of form between now and the end of the season. But there's a very, very good point that is made there. There is some sort of inherent, some sort of muscle memory of awfulness when it comes to our defensive performances. And it seemed as if maybe we're on the way to fixing it. But I think it's that thing of, look, if you've got players who've been part of continual capitulations, and if there is that common denominator, it's very, very hard to argue against the idea of removing it. So I do see where Alex is going with that. And I think most of us would like to see a little bit more kind of calmness and class, the kind of thing that Matip has shown for the most part wonderfully well. So look, yeah, brace yourself, because I think Dejan's there for the rest of the season. But also, I do get where Alex is going with this. Anyway, I'm not writing off the Premier League title just yet. I don't care if that sounds daft. Maybe there's some wonderful, miraculous world where someone will play this back in 6 months' time and go, Downey, how did you know?
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're super natural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's A-L-L-B-I-R-D-S.com.